the wolf. The ghosts appear above him, to the left, walking the wall. Wolf's head moving in response to their flitting about the room, or so it seems. But I know the signs. And when he climbs off the couch, takes three steps and begins a tremor, I am on him, fingers curling in his ruff, cushioning his collapse into suffering, watching his body bow, legs rigid, teeth bared in the only savagery within him, screaming for as long as it takes to be swallowed by the sound. Luna hovers, whines, squirms through my legs, sniffs, tries to lick his wild jaws, tail thumping madly, and when the fit passes and he circles the rooms, still entranced, she keeps pace with him. This, her intimate, her calm alpha, her brother within the pocketed world of these other strange beasts she loves.